Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is Mr. Tristan Frazier, who is the store manager at Camp Bow Wow with big news this morning. Tristan, welcome to the Business Connection studio.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It's a real treat to have you guys here. We've talked to Camp Bow Wow before. For those of you who are dog lovers, this is for you, and Tristan is here, as I say, to give you some great news. Tristan, let's talk about you first. It takes a special kind of person with a special heart and soul for our furry critters to want to be in a business like this. Mm-hmm. So tell me about your background and how you found your way into getting connected with Camp Bow Wow.
Okay. Well, I moved out to Colorado back in 2013. Had dogs all my life, and I got hired on at our central location off I-25 and Garden of the Gods. I started off as just a camp counselor down there and worked my way up, and ended up moving over to our east location and took over that, running that one the day-to-day in about 2015. I just love it, love meeting all the people, the different people, and the different dogs. The dogs certainly have their own personalities as well, so it's really awesome to meet all those, kind of get to know them, and kind of see what works for each dog during each day.
Is it true that owners and dogs over a period of time start looking like each other?
We have found cases of that. Absolutely. Yes, definitely. We have multiple pairs of clients and dogs, and they just, something about their personality reminds us, you know, of them. And it's so funny to kind of see that actually come true. Yeah.
Well, that's truly a dog and human being coming together.
Exactly,
and
yes,
they're like soulmates.
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we got to love our dogs. We
yes,
do. And Camp Bow Wow is a place we can take our dogs for very special care.
Absolutely. Yes.
Training, teaching, socialization, mm-hmm, all of the things. So let's talk about Camp Bow Wow and the range of services that you offer.
Okay. Well, we do daycare, overnight care, as well as training, as you mentioned. Our daycare, Monday through Saturday, once we open our new location, you'll be able to bring your dogs for the whole day. They'll play around in groups of similar size, similar temperament dogs for supervised play. There's always someone in there with them to make sure they're playing appropriately and whatnot. For overnight care, we'll keep your dog there with us when you go out of town for vacation, go camping for the weekend, have a family event come up. Just let us know. We'll take them in. We'll feed them based on your instructions. But they'll also go out for that group play intermittently throughout the day. So they're on a schedule each day to go out in that group. And then as far as the training goes, our trainer, Crystal, she offers classes. She can do one-on-ones, and she can also do in-home visits as well.
Wow. You know, I have these visions of taking my new dog, like my kid, to school for the first time. How do you deal with those jitters and make people comfortable?
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of times we get that comparison. It's like leaving my kid, a lot of people say, and that's totally true. These are people's kids, and we totally understand that. So for all new clients, what we do is set up an interview day where you bring them by at a certain day, a certain time. We'll meet the dog, we'll check their vaccines, make sure they meet our requirements and everything that we need. But then we're going to take them in the back, slowly introduce them around to some of our regular dogs, make sure that they'll be comfortable. If we see any nervousness or anything that would might cause a problem, you know, we'll talk with the owners, be straightforward, figure out kind of a plan of what we need to do, if it's too much for them or if it's something that we can work them through. But that's definitely true, dogs being just like people's kids. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Let me have a visual of the facility itself. In other words, what's my experience going to be like? What am I going to see? And do you allow me to accompany you into the back of the operation to see where my dog is going to be staying?
Gotcha. So especially on that interview day, we love to show people around. People love to see the cabin areas where the dogs sleep and where they eat their meals. And they love to see an example of, you know, the dogs playing around in a play area for sure. So we're happy to give a tour anytime. Just come on by and we can set that up. Now, when you walk into our lobby, you'll see our front desk and lots of kind of wood-themed items. So it kind of creates a homey feel for everybody, kind of a lodge-style
nice
feel.
Nice and warm, yeah.
Exactly, yes. We'll have our groom room at this current location. Our groom room's right there, so you can see any dog that's being bathed or getting groomed up and getting clean. But like I said, if you wanted to take a tour, we'd just come on in and have you sign up, and then we'll take you on back.
If I want to take a tour, does my dog need to be with me?
No, not at all.
Perfect.
And we actually don't do the tours with the dogs on the leash because a lot of times we're taking clients down the aisles, dogs are in the cabin, so we don't want to cause any issues with that. So we would take the dog and place him in a cabin while we do that tour.
Okay, I like that you call them cabins.
Exactly.
Are they? I have no doubt there's lots of room inside the cabins.
Absolutely, yes. I always joke I could probably go in there and sleep if I needed to. But our standard right now is 4 foot wide by 8 feet deep.
Oh, goodness.
And the back area has a cot, so no dogs will lay on the concrete. So any bedding that the owners want to bring, more than welcome to bring, and we'll put
toys
on top
too?
Of that cot. Absolutely.
Nice.
Toys, treats. The
Snacks,
only thing we
medicine?
Don't, yeah, we can do any medications, just okay. no injections. That's our only restriction as far as medications go. So
sure.
Diabetic dogs, that's really where that comes into play. But any belongings from home, we're more than happy to accommodate that. Some people bring a lot of stuff, and some people bring just a blanket and a leash. So whatever the owner prefers, we're happy to do.
If I have multiples
yes.
of fur babies, can they go into the same space together?
Absolutely, yes. So we will default by doing that. You know, if a client has two or more dogs, and as long as the client is all right with them staying together, most of them are, then they're more than welcome to kind of be housed in the same cabin area.
Wow. And no doubt it's all weather, any weather.
Absolutely.
Indoor and outdoor play spaces?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So each indoor area that we have is connected to about an equally sized outdoor area. The biggest thing about us is that door stays open for most of the day. The only reason we'll shut that and not allow the dogs outside is due to weather. Mm-hmm. Or if we're cleaning our outside area. We don't want any dogs to interfere with the cleaning process. But that door will stay open. They can go in and out just as they please. And, the dogs really like to go outside and sunbathe during the day.
Are there breeds of dogs that you're more careful about than not? No. We hear stories about German Shepherds, and we hear stories about pit bulls, and we hear stories about people who have a little wolf in their dogs. I mean, it's just, there's some exotic breeds out there that are thought to be kind of on the aggressive side.
Right.
How do you deal with that?
Yeah, we have no breed restrictions, but we certainly like to get a background on the dogs that come in. A lot of times that will give us a better picture of how the dog is going to be back there. There are kind of patterns that we've noticed, but nothing set in stone and nothing that's, you know, a hard rule, I guess I would call it, with that. So we won't, you know, not accept any of those breeds. We're happy to take them in. And what we find is that a lot of them, with the proper chance, giving them, you know, the proper stepping stones to kind of get into that group. As long as we play that right, the dog can kind of get worked in. It's really outright aggression and so much nervousness that, you know, it would cause an issue with us handling them that we watch out for. Yeah. Minor nervousness we can definitely work with.
And this speaks to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. That was a very loaded question. you obviously all have the background and skill to recognize traits and behaviors in dogs, not only to keep yourselves safe, but what you just shared with me tells me that I can bring my little tiny teacup poodle, Yorkie, or Chihuahua in there. And at Camp Bow Wow, it is going to be very, very safe very comfortable. It will be paired and partnered with other dogs in a group of a similar temperament and size, no
doubt. Yes. So our biggest, restriction on the play groups is 35 pounds and under is the little dogs. So a lot of clients with smaller dogs, they're concerned about, you know, their dogs playing with bigger dogs. We totally understand that. So that's one thing we like to avoid. So 35 pounds and under is for little dogs. Teacup dogs, which is 10 pounds and under, we'll have a separate area for them at our new location. So that will allow them to kind of be a little bit extra separated from the rest of the group because they can be a little bit more timid compared to those larger dogs.
What a perfect transition to, Tristan. You're brilliant. The new location. This is exciting. It's huge news. This means now that there will be three locations of Camp Bow Wow or two.
Two. We'll just move this one.
The east side, which is where you are, and you're the store manager there. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is big news. When is opening day?
We're looking at the end of the month currently. Mm-hmm. So just follow us on Facebook, and once we get a definite date, then we will post on there.
And what's the Facebook address?
Just search for Camp Bow Wow of Colorado Springs on Facebook, and you'll find us there.
All right. With about a minute left, and this always goes so fast. Mm-hmm. This is always so fun. Give a call to 573-9247, area code 719-573-9247, and get more information about Camp Bow Wow. Set up your tour and get more information about the big grand opening. It is about where in comparison to the current store?
So right now we're on Ford Street, just across Ford Street and two doors down. So northwest of our current building, but literally within the same block, it's like a 2-minute walk.
So you have both sides of town covered, both centrally located.
Exactly.
Easy to find and easy to get to. Ford Street is a street that runs parallel to Powers a couple of blocks up in that sort of Galley and Palmer Park area.
Exactly.
All right. Very exciting stuff. End of the month. Watch Facebook at Camp Bow Wow for news about the big grand opening. Do call and book a tour. Meet Tristan and his crew, 573-9247, 573-9247. Tristan, a treat to have you here today.
Thanks so
for
much.
All you do.
Appreciate it.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7, right here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM. Now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM. If you want to hear us on demand, krdonewsradio.podbean.com.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.